Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And now, it's time for the Score Afternoon Show.
That's a terrible name.
So in this time slot, I guess this is no longer the Parkins and Spiegel Show, because the Parkins and Spiegel Show no longer exists. So we're just this is Score Afternoons.
I am Danny Parkins.
You're dead to me.
Hanging out with you, Score Afternoons. Score Afternoons is about bringing in anyone and everyone.
That is a delightful lineup of co-hosts that you have over the next couple of weeks here.
I never heard of half of these guys, and the ones I do know are way past their prime.
Most of these guys never had a prime.
The facts are, we lost our best player to free agency. Obviously, it's time for some changes.
This guy here is dead.
Cross him off then.
I think Gabe's debut has been spectacular, but
I'm thinking about calling it Spiegel and Company.
No, it's good to have fun with names.
You know what's fun about Spiegel and Company is it sounds a lot like Skibbity Boppity, Spiegel and Company.
Skibbity and Company live, presented by Social Furniture.
Sky rockets in flight.
This isn't part of the program.
Afternoon delight.
I'm sorry about this afternoon. That, no, please. No, please, everyone be quiet.
Afternoon delight.
The Score Afternoon Show with
insert host's name here
on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Can you feel that? Can you feel that excitement in the air? It is not about the Cubs offense. It really, really isn't. One hit? Really? Just one hit? I mean, even just Anthony Rizzo had one hit. You had as many hits as that guy. Thankfully, Sunday looms. What up, everybody? It's Matt Spiegel here with you on the Scores Afternoon Show. I am your solo Huckleberry up until 6 o'clock when Mark Grody will take over for 30 minutes of Rock'em Sock'em sports talk. And then we've got the Packers game. On this radio station, we're carrying the Packers game live from Brazil because the NFL is here. The NFL was here last night. You had the Chiefs and the Ravens in an absolute barn burner that was frustrating and then fun to watch last night. And you've got the Bears game that looms on Sunday. We've got a lot to talk about on a truncated version of the Scores Afternoon Show. Mark Grody will be here at the top of the hour to talk about the last Bears practice before the games actually begin. We've got an injury report shakeup that we need to discuss. How many defensive ends can we fit on one injury report? The answer is three. That seems like too many. And one of them is Montez Sweat. I don't like a lot of that. A lot of that information I just shared with you. We need all of those guys. So we'll discuss with Grody and figure out what the hell is going on. And we'll see if the Bears' offensive line is going to be affected by the absurdity of last night. The NFL with their points of emphasis. It's always fun, isn't it? The category is previous points of emphasis that the NFL has decided to use in a week one situation to make a mockery of one of the first few games of the year. And Ronnie Stanley, we feel you. We are with you. What do you think? He had three. There were four on him in the first half, I believe. Three on the Ravens in the first drive, four on Ronnie Stanley in the first half. So, look, you'll hear from some Bears players about that. And then Olin Krutz is going to join us later on in the 5 o'clock hour. He'd been wanting to get his thoughts on this team, been needing to talk to Olin before the opener gets here on Sunday. So, you know how to get to us. And when I say us, I mean me. And Chris Tannehill, and Robbie Triano, because we're all here. Hell, Adam Studzinski is still here. I have no idea why. Did you have to run the entire Cubs game, Studs? My goodness. Do you always have to do that? Even when it bleeds into our afternoon and our show like this? I guess so. Studs is wearing every bit of Bears gear that he owns, I think. Everything he owns is on, including his Bears shoes. I'm sure there are Bears socks.
No, I got Western sweatpants on. We play Indiana in about an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right, so it's Fritz.
He's got Western sweatpants on.
How you doing?
They got chaps on.
They got chaps on him. They got spurs that are extending from the sweatpants themselves. They go right into the shoes. As a matter of fact, I haven't washed these since 1884.
Some may call that a bad outfit.
Where is Joe West? That's just such a sad thing that Shane has left the Joe West relationship in the dust. Got to check in with that guy. My goodness. So, yeah, we're all here. And we're all hanging out with you. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers, and it's not a game, Illinois.com. All right, look, I mentioned it's the Packers and the Eagles in the NFL's first ever game in Brazil. Mr. Santos is excited about that one. He is. Cairo Santos is excited. Mr. Santos, kick me a kick. Make it a good one and make it happen quick. I think that's how it goes. Caleb started the song. Coverage begins tonight at 6:30, kickoff at 7:20, right here on The Score in the Odyssey app. Okay, listen.
Mr. Santos.
Yeah, Mr. Santos, kick me a kick. Here's the deal, okay? Here, from my perspective, anyway. The deal from my perspective is that I'm set up on Sunday. The Sunday plan at the Spiegel House in the South Loop, across the street, essentially, from Soldier Field, it's all coming together. First of all, I'm not going to Soldier Field. Not this Sunday. No. My wife is out of town. She leaves tomorrow for my sister-in-law's birthday in New York. This is perfect. Quick trip. You know, I love you, honey, but that's okay. Oh, you're not going to be here Sunday? That's too bad. It's too bad. It's the first NFL Sunday. I'm so sorry. Wife is out of town. I just found out about an hour ago. The boy, the Roobster, got invited to the Cubs game with a friend of his and a friend of his dad. Heroes come in all shapes and sizes, folks. That friend's dad inviting the Roobster to a game I don't have to attend on the while the Bears get rolling. I don't know if you know this. There's no hit and run on Sunday morning. I love doing hit and run. I really do. It's an absolute joy. And there are a lot of good races around baseball. We're not in any of them in this town. There are only actually two good races. The National League Wild Card. The Cubs are on the outskirts of that race. And then there's the American League East. The Cubs are vaguely involved because the Yankees are here. I know. So, I mean, they're sort of involved. But, frankly, this baseball season doesn't deserve my attention on a Sunday morning. I'm going to sleep in. Then I might have brunch. I might have brunch with my son. You know? Maybe we'll just hang around. We might have cereal in our underwear. You can't tell us what to do on Sunday morning. Don't try. And then I'm going to send him off with his friends. I'm going to turn on the NFL with the Bears, the first game of a brand new Bears era. And then you know what I'm going to watch? I'm going to watch the Bears win and cover against a bad Tennessee Titans team. Look, it hasn't worked. The usual week-long explanation of why the opposition might actually be pretty good. You know, Denard Wilson, he really knows what he's doing with that defense. Matt Bowen used to play with him. Hey, did you hear that? Yeah, I heard it. Whatever. Well, you know, Will Levis, he's got some additional parts here, and it's a big breakout year for Tyjae Spears, okay? No, it didn't work. Optimism continues up into kickoff. It will roll through kickoff and through the game, and it will be here on Monday when my friend and yours, Pat Manley, is my co-host on Monday. It's the Spiegel and Manley Show, reunited just for Monday, folks. But it's going to be damn fun. Last time we did a season opener, Jay Cutler threw for 232 yards and two touchdowns. Mark Trestman's first year when they went 8-8. But anyway, the optimism is going to continue all day Sunday, all through to Monday. And the first game of a brand new Bears era is going to be absolutely glorious. And there's nothing you can do or say to keep this from happening, as I have just laid it out. Thank you very much. Good night, everybody. We got to do more. We got to do more radio. Got to do some more stuff. All right. Well, we can take your phone calls between now and the end of the show. But I am just thrilled to have the entire house to myself on the first NFL Sunday of the year. Let's go.
I got to say,
what
house to yourself? Huh. I think NFL kind of ruins that. You know, there's like so many other things they could be doing.
No, it's perfect.
Putzing around, you know.
I will putz around.
But it's like we're working. It's fun, yes, but we're working a little bit.
Yeah, no, we're working, but it should be fun work.
Oh yeah,
it should be good fun work.
Should be.
Tanny,
but it's always the Bears.
I'm gonna set up the iPad to be the red zone. Second screen. I know some people may have a better two-screen setup than myself. We talked to Eddie yesterday. Eddie's whose last name is Frumbarstool. I believe it's pronounced Frumberstool. Eddie Frumberstool. Should have made that joke yesterday. God. And don't call people by their last
names.
Please
do not call him by that.
You know, I called him, hey, Frumberstool. He really didn't like it when I called him by his last name. Really didn't like it.
It was actually, you know, Frumberstoolini by Ellis Island. One stroke of a pen, you know. You can change your whole lineage.
Frumberstoolini. Hey, Frumberstoolini, what's going on? Yeah, he didn't want to be known by that. When I called him by his last name, do you see what he did? He took off his headphones. He mouthed it quietly. His partner was like, what the hell's going on? He stormed out of the studio. Yeah, Eddie didn't like that.
You didn't know him like that.
I did not. I did not know him like that or have any right to say it. But he's got a garage and like 255-inch screens. His garage has a second level and there's an outdoor patio, whatever. So I got one little living room in a South Loop condo. It's mine. And you can't have it. None of you are coming over. Tanny, you're not invited. Robbie, you are not invited.
I probably wouldn't come. Don't like to socialize during Bears games.
You don't, do you? What's your setup? You excited? You excited for the game?
Well, yeah. I mean, I recently put the TV out in the backyard. Thank you for throwing it to me so you can have a little sip there, whatever you're drinking. I think that's bourbon. No, I recently put a TV out in the yard with these nice, beautiful, cool weather we're experiencing.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. It was in the text thread. There was a picture. Is that the outside of your house? And you said, well, actually, yes, it is.
Yeah.
What do you wonder? Is that the pergola?
That's the much talked about pergola features the outdoor TV. Sometimes I'll watch Breakfast Ball out there, have a little breakfast. I will speak.
Did you watch Breakfast Ball today, by the way?
I have done it. I didn't do it today.
Did you see our boys, his take going after Bill Belichick was actually pretty damn good. Because Belichick said that Caleb Williams had a bad preseason. And he used completion percentage as one of the gauges. Caleb threw 20 passes. And if you watched any of those games at all, which we did because it's our job, there was a drop. There was a throwaway. There was another drop. It's ridiculous. So, my goodness. It was a good take from our boy. Robbie, are you set up? You excited for your first football Sunday of this Bears era?
Well, I'll be working the Cubs game, and I'm annoyed that the Cubs game is impeding my ability to watch the Bears. So,
man.
So you get hit and run off, I get the Cubs. So
yeah.
Yeah.
2 weeks from this Sunday, I too will be working the Cubs game. I'll be doing pregame and postgame in the fifth inning against the Bears game. It's a choice that people make, and I'm looking forward to that, actually. Very much looking forward to that. But I'm glad I'm not doing it this weekend, frankly. And if the Cubs heard that, I don't believe any of that either.
I'm in trouble here. I've talked myself into a pickle.
I've already cut it. It's
so
fine.
Thank you. Yeah, dump it. Tanny, shump it. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a break, and we will talk to Mark Grody, and he's got tape from various members of the Chicago Bears, and we'll talk about the final day of preparations as they get ready for the opener on Sunday. Olin Krutz a little bit later on. I've got thoughts on Pat Mahomes from last night that connect to Caleb Williams as well, if we have time to get there. It's Spiegs on the Score Afternoon Show here on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This hour on 670 The Score is brought to you by Jewel Osco.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody.
With insert host's name here.
On 670 The Score.
It speaks with you for one more hour on 670 The Score as we are knee-deep in a football Friday. And who else to swim in these waters with us than the man Mark Grody. What's up, Groats?
You say Football Friday, Spiegs. I say Fast Friday, because that's what it was out here at Halas Hall today. Fast Friday, as Matt Eberflus likes to call as the team went through its first Friday workout of the season. And we are now, Speaks, we are a Saturday walkthrough away from the Bears officially being done preparing for their first opponent of the 2024 season, the Tennessee Titans.
Fast Friday. Oh, yeah, we like it. Fast Friday. So why do they call it Fast Friday? Because they do kind of a walkthrough, and then he talks to the media fast? I mean, what the hell is that about?
Yeah, it's a fast-moving day, whole thing. Like, they're out there moving fast. You're right. It is really kind of low-key.
They want it to be a fast Friday, you know, and a fast-focused Friday.
Oh, there you go. Fast focus Friday. FFF.
A lot of focus. Everything's moving fast out here. We're getting ready to go. We're thinking about tomorrow and the walkthrough there. We're thinking about going to the hotel downtown and bonding and doing all the things that they do when they're together at the hotel before they go to Soldier Field.
This is good growth. Like, you know, this is what we need. One of the things we need from you in this Bears report is to remind people of, like, the rhythms of the football week. It becomes rote by a month or two in, but here we are. So they'll go to the hotel when? Tomorrow? When will they do the walkthrough, as far as you know?
I don't have the exact itinerary for the 2024 season yet, but yeah, typically they will do a late morning walkthrough out here at Halas Hall, just going through some of their stuff. All the players meet, then they get on the buses, and the buses take them downtown Chicago to stay in a hotel. Different coaches have done different things at the hotels. I remember Matt Nagy was big into ice cream back in the day. I don't know if you remember that. That's so Matt Nagy. He was always into the ice cream. I'm not sure what Flusa's thing. That's actually a great question, Spiegs. I don't know if we have ever. There probably has to have been something said about their bonding at the hotel, but I'm not sure. It doesn't necessarily stand out. But yeah,
he loves the soft squeeze vanilla ice cream with the rainbow sprinkles. That's his favorite. Yeah, he loves it, and he'll admit that.
I knew it. Soft squeeze. That doesn't sound like. I don't think that's ice cream he's referring to.
Soft serve. Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
he's so gone. He's so gone. We are enthusiastic for Matt Eberflus here on this Fast Friday.
We are. I'm going to find out, though. I am curious now as to what maybe some of the set things are that they do, or maybe it's just every man for themselves
at
the hotel.
First question post-game Sunday.
And what'd you do with the hotel?
I know this is going to sound a little bit out of place, but give me just a couple things that you do at the hotel. Bonding. Do you like ice cream, Matt?
Hey, Mark, I said in my first segment, it has not worked. What usually it happens here in a Bears game week is by the end of the week, you're like, you know, this opposition, they're actually pretty good. You know, I'm not buying it. I'm feeling optimistic. I'm feeling like everything's going to go just fine on Sunday. How's the team feeling?
Interesting that you say that, because I don't have the exact same feeling the more I studied this team. And, you know, we talked about their talented wide receivers yesterday. I mean, that is an absolutely sturdy group that we know of. I think that they've got the makings, too, of at least on that left side and center to the left. Lloyd Cushenberry at center, Peter Skoronski left guard, and J.C. Latham, if he is what I think he's going to be at left tackle. There is some talent on that team. We know, defensively, they've got one guy who can really get to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. But I guess I'm a little bit, the more I look into Tennessee and I think about the way the NFL works, and I think about the fact that I don't think Tennessee, Matt, is going to be a bottom drops out team. So I think they're going to be totally and completely average this year. And to me, that's the average is a dangerous opponent every single week in the National Football League. And like I was kind of saying to you yesterday, man, I don't expect this to be like the coming out party for Caleb Williams. I mean, he will be there and he will be good, I think. But I don't think this is where you're going to see him bust out the 300-yard game. You know, I just think that you have to make room for, you know, a rookie quarterback, no matter how talented he is, no matter what he has done. He has not played a full game where he was game planned for. And I think that there, you know, I think we as Bears fans and observers and media members, I mean, even though these are different regimes I'm talking about, we've all been around here long enough to know what happens, with young quarterbacks and the inauspicious starts for Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields early on in their careers, and they never did recover, really. And even going back to being educated on Jay Cutler and all the hype that came with that, and he had a dud of a first game. And obviously that's not a rookie player, but that's a young player. So I think we understand how this works. And I don't think I am saying this just because, oh, it's the Bears and this is what happens to the Bears. Some of this can be anticipated. And I don't think, like, Caleb Williams is going to be out here throwing pick sixes and things, but I just think you have to allow room for for some sloppiness in game one.
All right. Well, I refuse to be informed by the pessimism of unrelated regimes just because of the laundry. I think this dude is different. I think Poles has built quite a thing, and I think they've got a quarterback who does not turn the ball over with frequency and does not have an ego that's going to demand to try to be the man and make a whole big pile of hero plays. But we'll see.
I want to say, man, I agree, make sure that I make this clear. I agree with you. They're totally different regimes, and it's not definitely not fair to compare regimes, and especially the guys that are left. I'm just saying, relative to what we have seen out of rookie quarterbacks, I mean, one of the stats, too, that I saw this, I think it was on CBS, that quarterbacks drafted number one overall the past 15 were a combined 0-14-1 in their first career starts. And that was beginning with Carson Palmer back in 2003. So I'm just saying.
I hear you, Groats.
Little room.
But as we've talked about all offseason, there has never been a number one overall quarterback delivered into a nest like this.
That's true. And also, I agree with you, too, on the relativity factor. I do think that Caleb Williams is better than Justin Fields and Mitch Trubisky. With my own eyes, I can tell you that Caleb Williams, to this point in his career, with OTAs, training camp, and preseason under his belt, is better than what I saw from the beginning of Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields.
It's interesting. This feels like, in some ways, a microcosm of the conversation that's been happening since the draft. And this is, you know, one of the last days on the calendar that we can actually do it, because they'll play a game of consequence in 3 days. Incredible. Let's get to the tape. Groats, what did the players have to say to you today?
Kevin Byard was great. You know, he played for Tennessee, and you know, he was there when last year he was, Will Levis was the scout team quarterback. So while he was with Tennessee, it was Tannehill, the quarterback. I think that they call him Tanny. But Kevin Byard, I asked him specifically, how do you fluster Will Levis?
You get pressure in his face. You know, I think we have a pretty good game plan against him. Like I said, you got to get pressure against him. With any offense, you know what I'm saying, you want to be able to make him one-dimensional. Stop the run first and foremost. Make him have to throw the ball 30, 40, 50 times a game. Like I said, he's a very confident guy. He's a gunslinger in a way. He trusts his arm. He's going to throw in tight windows. So hopefully we can get him to do the same. And with as talented as our guys are on the back end, I think we better make some plays.
I know you weren't here last year, but do you think that this defense is capable of getting more pressure on the quarterback?
Based upon what I've seen, for sure. And even if we have to send five or whatever, you would love to just be able to get pressure with four. Obviously, with guys like Tez and all these guys, you want to get pressure with four, but if we have to send five, very confident in some of the blitzes we have. Obviously, Kyler made some big plays in that Bengals game, and even Blackwell as well. So, yeah, I definitely think we can get pressure on him.
Well, that's interesting, because I mentioned there's three defensive ends on the injury report, Groats. You know, and we'll get to it, I'm sure, in Nuggets, but I know Byard was a fan of the blitzing and the aggression that was going on during the preseason, because he believes, as he's talking about there, that the secondary is strong enough to hold their own and make some plays and challenge that quarterback. I think Flus is going to continue the aggression, and that's going to make a big difference into what that defense can do.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Byard straight up saying it, that he's loved the play calling from that he's seen from Matt Eberflus. So hopefully that he and Eric Washington continued to conspire to do a little help here. You know, I mean, like you said, those three defensive ends, which we will talk about, you know, them being hurt ain't going to help the issue. And we can't just assume that it's going to be lights, camera, action for Jervon Dexter. And boom, here he is in his second year after just being okay during his rookie year. So, yeah, I mean, I do think that that's an incredibly important part of the Bears' defense this year, is just a little more creativity and a little bit more, you know, we saw Kyler Gordon do it, Josh Blackwell, as Kevin Byard just mentioned, that the creativity has been successful in the preseason.
Yeah, man, good stuff. That's going to be really fun. What else you got, Groats?
Yeah, Braxton Jones was great today, Spiegs, and we talked about this a little bit, the complexity of week one against Tennessee, just because of all the unknowns on their team with the having had a facelift. But there's a complexity to week one in general. There's a ton of unknown, and specifically going up against this Tennessee Titans team that also has new coaches. Here's Braxton Jones.
It's a huge challenge. You know, you don't, a first game in general, you don't have a lot on a team. They might do a lot of different new things, but when they have a new D coordinator, it's totally different. You're taking things from, you know, he was in Baltimore and stuff like that. You're looking at film of not their players, but other players that were in that scheme doing the same thing. So it's definitely difficult, but I mean, you got to make the most out of every look. When I'm out there at practice, every rep is gold. Just trying to make the most out of it and knowing that it's, you know, there's going to be a lot of pressure and everything like that. And just being able to adjust a lot of things.
Man, it's interesting. Braxton Jones is going into his third year here. I mean, this is a guy who's now been around for a while, and he's always been a very intelligent dude who came across extremely well-spoken, well-prepared since he got here and was two-time All Big Sky first team. Did you know that? You guys know that?
I think I've heard you say that before,
yeah,
actually.
Two-time first team All Big Sky. But Braxton Jones, the wise veteran at the left tackle. It's crazy to think about it that way, but that's what he is now.
Yeah, he is. And to that end, you know, Mike Mulligan, our very own Mully, asked me a great question today that I was unable to answer. And he said, hey, who's the leader on that offensive line this year? And I thought, I was just kind of rambling, like going through all the guys. I'm like, oh, Braxton Jones, he's in his third year. And I'm like, Nate Davis, well, you know, he's a veteran and, you know, they got a new center and all that stuff. Does he have a voice on this team at this point? I don't know. Maybe it's So I basically did not have an answer for him. So, and, you know, I was thinking maybe Braxton Jones and his voice. But guess what I did today in the locker room, Speaks? I went up to Braxton Jones and I asked him about that for Mully and for everybody listening on the Score right now.
Who do you consider to be the leader on this offensive line? Like, who's got the loudest voice at this point?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think at the center position with Coleman, I mean, he's done a great job just leading us, and it's a lot by example, and he's had a lot to say too, a lot of knowledge just in this game, and he comes to work the same every day, leads us every day, so he's definitely been a good leader in this point, and I could only see him continuing to do that.
Is your voice more prominent now in your third year? Are you more comfortable?
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, I try and be more voiceful and, you know, with the tackles and stuff like that, and in ways that I can help, and just in certain situations when, you know, maybe things aren't going right in our practice or whatever that is, just trying to speak up, get the guys going and stuff like that.
Good question. And then we got that answer. Coleman Shelton started 17 games last year for the Rams. Not all at center, but started 17 games for the Rams. Started 13 games in 2022 for the Rams. And the Rams last year were, you know, they gave up the sixth fewest sacks in the NFL. So, and he comes at 29 years old. He's had a loud voice, and that's interesting. Makes you think that maybe he won the job more than just having it by default with the Ryan Bates injury.
I wonder that too. And I don't even know if the Bears offensive linemen know at this point if the plan was truly to have, was Ryan Bates supposed to be the starting center on this team? Was Coleman Shelton supposed to be the guy all along? I mean, the decision became easy because Ryan Bates ended up having an injury and who is back full time now, which, you know, makes for an interesting future for the Bears offensive line. Are they still thinking about Ryan Bates at center? Are they still thinking about Ryan Bates as the right guard where Nate Davis hopefully will hold up for 17 games, but there's clearly no guarantee of that. And, you know, I asked a couple of offensive linemen, you know, about the was it truly a competition at center? Do you guys know if there was ever a plan for one person? Was it always Ryan Bates? And they said, honestly, they don't know. They said it was a legit competition, and that's telling because I'm just going to trust them on this, but that, I guess that surprises me a little bit that I thought it was Ryan Bates, and maybe I was wrong about that. But, you know, from what I'm understanding from the locker room, it was a legit competition, and they don't know any of the other players that are there don't know much more about it going forward.
All right. Well, interesting. I'll ask Olin Kreutz about it in our next segment.
Please do.
What else you got, Groats?
Yeah, I've got one more for you. Molly also at, no, I'm just kidding. Tyreek Stevenson.
we don't mind a Molly reference. That was a great storyline. He asked you a question, you didn't know, you brought it to the locker room. Yeah. And now we're playing it here. That's how the score is supposed to work, baby.
That is how the score works. You're so right on that, Spiegs. But one last cut from Tyreek Stevenson. I enjoyed my conversation with him as well, with a few other reporters. Can't wait to get his hands on Calvin Ridley.
So he's from where I'm from, so I already know really what it is, and I'm excited for this matchup. Definitely want to go out there and go against a vet where I'm from, and you know, just put my level of talent on display against a vet that's been in the league, been doing his thing for a while.
Who's got more to lose when you guys are from the same place like that? Is it the vet or the young guy?
I think it's the vet because it's like, you know, you let a young guy get to you. But definitely excited to go up against this matchup, and definitely know he's bringing his end game and I'm bringing mine.
Man, it's such an interesting and talented secondary. Tyreek, I feel like, is the guy we talk about the least. Maybe because Kyler had a good preseason with some flash plays, and we know about Brisker and the heavy hitters. But I think Tyreek's a really, really good straight-up cover corner. I'm glad you're highlighting him.
Yeah, and your guy, Jalen Johnson, also hogged up a lot of the attention,
with his
new money and his eliteness all of a sudden.
And the love affair for Byard that this show and others have had because of the veteran nature of that position. So
he's one of those guys I really hope Byard is good, man, because he is such a strong leader. He really is.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's interesting. Look, I know there's Calvin Ridley, and that is a very good player. Tyler Boyd was like the extra guy in Cincinnati, and he comes here with Callahan, knowing full well the offense that he ran in Cincinnati and will run here. And so maybe, you know, that gives him an extra leg up as Levis's guy in this system. Is DeAndre Hopkins going to play?
I mean, he's questionable, so I have a feeling he's going to play, just the indications that I'm getting. But, I mean, he's officially down as, you know, limited questionable for the game on Sunday. So we shall see.
We shall see. All right. Or what else you got in terms of delicious Bears nuggets, Mark?
I do. I just received a text message from a really hardcore Tennessee Titans fan that you guys may or may not know from the radio station. He said, "We did not call Ryan Tannehill Tanny in Nashville." So there's an upset right off the bat.
Wow.
I had assumed that
This just in from Ryan Porth.
It's an excellent call by our Tanny.
I got to get to the defensive ends because you and I have both sort of teased it and not done anything about
it. There's three defensive ends on the injury report.
Yes.
Tell everybody.
But yes, Montez Sweat with the toe injury. Daryl Taylor, I believe. Actually, I don't know his injury off the top of my head. DeMarcus Walker with an injury as well. The word is, though, that Walker will give it a go. That's what Matt Eberflus was indicating. So I feel really good about him going, assuming he's right. I think Montez Sweat and Daryl Taylor will both play.
Daryl Taylor, by the way, it's a foot. So a foot for Daryl Taylor.
You.
All three of them are questionable. DeMarcus Walker with the groin, you think he's going to go? Montez practiced, you know, was full participant today, right?
Yes. So I think he's going to be good to go.
Okay.
I think Sweat's going to be fine. Plus, he was talking this week. And I did see Daryl Taylor was in the locker room today. So that's always good. You know, the Keenan Allen, though, too, heel injury. He is questionable. So I'm a little, like I said, I told you yesterday, I'm a little bit nervous about him, but we will find out on Sunday.
Okay. And Zach Pickens has been ruled out.
Yes, Zach Pickens out. That's another good one. Couple other things here, too. Real good tip from Kevin Byard on Will Levis. One thing to watch in this game is that, according to Byard, and Will Levis does not like to slide. When he scrambles, he likes to stay up. Huh. So don't give up on that guy if you are a Bears defender. He's one of those dudes. And Braxton Jones also told us about, and we all watched the game last night. The course correction. If you're offsides, you're offsides. And Braxton Jones of the Bears definitely took note of that in the lid lifter, as an old friend of ours used to say about the NFL.
All right, good stuff. By the way, this segment with Mark Grody is sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. It's not a game, Illinois.com. And Groats, you're coming up at 6 o'clock, yes?
Oh, my goodness, that's right. Yes, I will be doing a show at 6 o'clock tonight. Looking forward to talking about Anthony Rizzo's return to Wrigley Field and Bears.
There you go. I love when I remind you of an upcoming radio show. It's one of my favorite things.
I am out here at Hell's Hall. I'm available to anybody. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I'm always ready to broadcast at a moment's notice.
Mark, you're working the Bears game on Sunday, right?
Oh, my God, that's right. Is it a noon game? What time do I need to be there? Seriously.
Know. Ask Flew. See if you can get some ice cream at the hotel.
See you, Matt.
Some soft squeeze. This segment with Mark Grody was brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Woo, they do it all. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Olin Krutz is next. Did Coleman Shelton win the job or get it by default? And is this offensive line the tragic flaw, potentially, of this Bears team? We'll ask Olin next on The Score.
We will win this game.
Yes.
If you hit somebody in the mouth, we're going to get physical. We're going to get ugly right now.
Olin Krutz.
If the guy didn't want to fight me at some point during the game, I am not playing hard enough.
14-year NFL veteran.
I know if Olin's speaking, it's going to be the truth. It's going to be what he sees, and it's probably going to be right.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
I always say I became a worse football player when I learned how to win in the NFL. Right? Like learning how to win in the NFL, learning the things it takes, the amount of focus it takes during the week on things that actually win football games.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet. They have more weapons than I've maybe ever seen on the Chicago Bears offside of the ball. Right?
And they may have more than you ever played.
Yes, certainly. Yes. Hey, you don't have to tell me twice.
Olin Krutz with
insert host's name here
on 670 The Score.
Olin Krutz joins us right now on The Score. What's up? Oh, welcome in. He joins us on The Score Outline, presented by Circa Resort Casino Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Game on, man. 2 days away, finally.
Speaks, man. Football season is in full swing. I couldn't be more excited. Chicago Bears are exciting this year. We'll see what they got with their young quarterback. This defense that a lot of people are expecting to be top 10, top 5 in the league. They got a lot of good wide receivers, good running backs. Hopefully their O-line takes a step up. Hopefully it's a big season for us to watch. College football is going. I'm at a high school football game. This is my favorite part of the year right now.
Yeah, man, it all gets going. It's still warm enough to feel real good out there. The crispness of the air is starting to come. In fact, starting to come today. And then and then here comes football. Let's get right to it. Olin, is this offensive line the tragic flaw of this team? Mm-hmm. Looking around for pessimism, that's the spot where most people go.
Yeah, let's be September positive, right? Let's be September positive. And you're right. Like you look at this spot, you look at the center position. We'll see what happens with Bates and his injury. Tevin Jenkins, can he stay healthy? We all know what Tevin Jenkins is when he is healthy. Can he stay healthy playing at a high level? Darnell Wright, need him to take a step, right? They took him high in the draft last year. He looked good last year. Now we've talked about many a times on these radio shows. We need an elite offensive lineman out there. We need a guy top five at his position, a difference maker. Nate Davis, can he be the guy we want him to be when we signed him from the Titans, right? And then Braxton Jones and all these guys, can they take a step, gel together, and play good football? It didn't look too bad in the preseason, but as a lot of good coaches have said, do not believe your eyes what you see in the preseason. That is not what's really going to happen in the regular season. So here's their first big test. Coming up against the Titans at home, we're all going to be watching this group play because it seems like around them, right? And Caleb still got to answer a lot of questions himself. But it seems like around him, they have answered a lot of questions.
Do you think Coleman Shelton won this job, or did he get it by sort of injury default?
Yeah, I think you answered your question, right? I think Bates got injured with his shoulder in camp. And I think they inserted Coleman Shelton, but give them credit. That's why they signed him, right? They signed a reliable backup. a guy who knows Coach Waldron's system, a guy you can plug and play, put right in. He can play football right away from the University of Washington, my alma mater. So good at the outside zone. Looks like he does a good job arranging and organizing protections. Obviously, when a guy makes league minimum, there's things that he needs to improve on, but I'm sure he's going to be happy to get his shot. But here's the reason why they did sign him, in case they did have a problem here in opening week.
So, Olin Krutz, your name has come up a lot this week because there are eight captains on this Bears team, and they all feel kind of legit. Like each of them seems like a real dude, and I know that Caleb as a rookie is there, but a lot of teams do that. C.J. Stroud was a captain last year for Houston. Do a couple of specific voices need to emerge the way that you did and Urlacher did for those Bears teams with Lovie?
Well, what a great question, Speaks. I'll tell you why. Not a couple, right? I know a lot of people have given me credit for being a team captain, for going out there and leading. I never woke up in the morning. I tell a lot of people this. I never woke up in the morning and said, man, today's the day I'm going to lead, right? You go there every day. You do the things you're supposed to do, right? Guys in the NFL do the things you're supposed to do. It takes a village to lead a football team, man. It really does. So this locker room doesn't need a few voices. It needs 10, 12 to 15 guys who can lead the locker room, set the culture every day. This is how we do things. This is the standard we set, and we leave it there. We do never let the standard slip. That's how you win football games in the NFL. You're talking about guys like Lance Briggs. You're talking about guys like Peanut Tillman, Mike Brown, Reuben Brown, right? You're talking about Roberto Garza, Jason McKee, Rasheed Davis, Brendan Ayamendeo. We're talking about guys. All these guys, Spiegs, showed up every day and did their damn job. And that's why we're a good football team. No one can lead 53 guys plus the guys on practice squad by themselves. That just doesn't happen. Everybody has to be moving in the same direction. That's what they're looking for there at Halasol. And like you know, they've been looking for it for years. Even more important than guys getting better is getting 10 to 15 guys in that locker room who say, look, this is the way Coach Eberflus wants things done. This is the way we do it.
So, you know, in that sense, then maybe we should feel good. I know I felt good as I looked at these eight captains, and I'm like, all right, well, that dude's Byard's a multiple-time All-Pro. Jalen Johnson is a dude who got paid and seems to have come out hungrier and angrier on the backside. You know, both Edwards and Edmonds are adults, are mature adults who are professionals. Komet has gotten paid but is busting his ass, and he doesn't seem threatened by Gerald Everett. Mercedes Lewis, like, loves to block and wants to show up for the grind. Like, they all seem legit, and I'm glad they're anointed, Olin. Are you?
I am. I'm glad they're there. I'm glad those guys were all anointed. I hope they're moving that locker room in the right direction. You're always just looking for guys who put their time in here, right? They understand what it means to be a Chicago Bear under Coach Eberflus. A guy like Mercedes Lewis, I hear everybody talking about him, man, and he is a guy you need in a locker room every day, setting the example, telling the young guys how to do things, telling them how the culture is. But the one thing you do worry about, Speeds, when you name all those guys, is who's been here for a while. Who's been here for double-digit years? This is the way we do things in Chicago. This is the way football games are won here in Chicago at Soldier Field in December, right? That's what you're looking for here. That's what the one piece, if you ask me, what I'm a little worried about when I look at the leadership in that locker room. And look, me and you are just digging for things to worry about right now, right? It's week one. We don't really know what this team is about, right? Like, you're worried about who your next partner is. They're worried about what their culture is, right? No one really knows. You know, Speaks, I was wondering, you're kind of like me now. Eventually, like, you start to wonder if it's you. They keep changing the quarterback around me. Maybe it was me. You know, when they keep changing your partner, you maybe start to wonder, maybe you're the problem there.
Oh, man. I've looked inward, Olin. I really have. Yeah. I've really looked
inward.
We're
all going to look in the mirror, right? We're all going to look in the mirror like Nagy. He went to City Mill and bought the biggest mirror there. And he took a big look at himself.
Well, you know who I'm getting on Monday, right? I get to work with Pat Manley again. We'll see if he lasts the whole show.
Oh, man. Yeah. How lucky can one guy be, Speaks? How lucky to tell you how great his golf game is, right? How great my golf game is. Today he was posting, he was playing with Foley, right? I mean, you know, this guy's always playing golf. What a life Pat Manley leads. The adventures of Pat Manley.
Yeah, man. And they include working with me all day on Monday. I know, dude.
And he left too. Who is this team? I don't know.
It's you, Olin. Come on, man. Give up that coaching life. I think we could do better than $15 an hour around these parts.
Would they take me every day in the studio, Speaks? I don't know.
No.
I don't know,
no,
man.
No. Nobody can handle it. I love that cut that's in Tanny's Open from you about, like, if guys did not want to fight me by the end of the game, then I wasn't playing hard enough. That's just awesome. You wanted to see them flip and get aggressive on you. That meant that you were doing your job.
Of course, you're trying to get them out of their game, right? You're trying to get them to threaten you with physical violence after the game, and I guess they think you're scared of that, but you're trying to get them out of their headspace where they don't do their job. That's what you're trying to do on the football field as an offensive lineman, right? Wear them out. As offensive lineman, you always want to see yourself as kind of a body puncher, right? You're trying to wear the defense down. That way in the third and fourth quarter, you can take over the game. And you're trying to make them mad, and they're just going to, you know, like if somebody is trying to hit Coleman Shelton on every play, well, his mind's not on hitting Caleb. So that's what you're trying to get to as an offensive lineman. You're trying to irritate, right?
Yep.
You get two jobs as an offensive lineman. You're trying to irritate and you're trying to motivate.
Man, Olin Krutz with us here on the Score Afternoon Show with me, Matt Spiegel, and absolutely no partner. Partners are overrated, Olin. They're completely and utterly overrated.
It.
You know,
I love it,
it's
man.
Time, yes, man. Yes. It's time to just get rid of them. What have you thought about Shane Waldron's offense as far as you've seen it in preseason? What, like the multiple looks? I mean, do you feel like you're getting a sense for it in the preseason so far?
Yeah, it's got a lot of concepts that you recognize, right, from McVay and Shanahan and those kind of offenses with the motions and the changing personnel and getting guys running sideways. You see the toss to the sideline by Coach Morgan does a great job with the run game. But, you know, if there's one thing I like to say to people, Speaks, is everyone wants an elite quarterback, right? A guy who is your franchise quarterback. And yes, we do. And we're all hoping Caleb's here. But I tell you what, there's less of out there in the world, elite play callers. There's less elite play callers than there are elite quarterbacks. And when you have two together, when you see Mahomes and Andy Reid together, right, then you have something special. So, of course, we're all watching Shane Waldron's offense. I can't tell you, I don't know what he's going to be with Caleb. Watch some of it with Seattle last year. I know the last 10 games, they average under 20 points a game. So you worry a little bit about that, right? You worry a little bit about guys, did they catch up to his play calling? I can't tell you that I watched all his concepts, all his films, and really broke it all down. But I do know that number exists, that at the end of his tenure there, they were saying about him almost what they were saying about Getsy here. So he is under a lot of scrutiny, too, when you watch him this year, right? Can he develop Caleb? Can he keep the offense moving in the right direction? Can he find points at Soldier Field, which you know and we all know here in Chicago and Illinois, sometimes those points are buried under rocks and they're hard to find. So we are going to be watching his offense. Can he get it going? Can he get them scoring? You know, we all know at some point somebody's going to make Caleb struggle. How does he help him come out of that? How does he help him rise and score points and get him out and playing good football?
I want to see him run the ball with authority, Olin. I know it's the modern NFL and everybody's so excited about the quarterback, and I'm excited about the quarterback too, but my goodness, it seems like such a nice opportunity with DeAndre Swift and with a good defense, and asking Caleb to kind of do some simple things. I hope they will lean on that. I'll say this, Caleb doesn't seem to have an ego, at least so far, that demands, like, let me be the hero, let me be the guy. Like, if they win and he's got 18 pass attempts, I think he's cool with it from what we can learn so far.
Yeah, just as far as you're saying, right, even if you listen to Jeffrey Simmons, the Titans all-pro defensive tackle, right, a guy who's going to be a big matchup inside for Nate Davis and Tevin Jenkins. If you listen to him, he says, right, they're going to try to use the run game to take pressure off Caleb. It's just a smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the Titans are going to be trying to take away the run game with their young nose guard, Sweat, who I think is about 380 pounds the last time we checked. So really big challenge inside there for the Chicago Bears, right, try to run behind Darnell Wright. Try to run the ball, like you're saying. Run the ball to take pressure off your young quarterback and give him more options with the play-action game, with the boot game. Get him out of the pocket. Make this Titans defense play the run with Swift, right? Make them play the run. Make them come downhill. Make them bite on the run and then go up top with all those receivers you got now.
Olin, you and Mully and Pat Manley on pregame Sunday morning on The Score, presented by Busey Bank and Aurelio's. You guys will make picks then, or can you give us a pick now?
You guys always are trying to do this to me, man. Mitch is right down the hall. You're trying to get me fired. Make my picks until pregame.
Olin, it's 5:40 on a Friday. Mitch hasn't been here in like 6 hours. All right.
He's another one you chased off. This isn't good, Speed, man.
The bosses I need. The partners are overrated. The bosses I need. All right.
The boss is having a cocktail right now, a martini somewhere.
Something softer than that. All right. So, dude, we'll listen on Sunday morning for your picks, man. Looking forward to talking to you all year long, dude. Thank you, Olin.
Let's go, man. Let's get this season started.
Hey, I mean, Carmel Catholic and Lake Forest, good luck tonight. How you feeling about the matchup, sir?
I feel it's good. It's going to be a good matchup. It's a fun game for me. Carmel Catholic, obviously, I helped Jason McKee, but the Lake Forest kids, I've coached some of them in Little League at St. Mary's in Lake Forest, so I know a lot of the kids on the field, so it's always a fun game for me. I know a lot of the parents in the stands, so I really enjoy this game.
That's awesome, man. Enjoy the atmosphere. Olin, you're the best. We'll talk to you.
All right, Speaks, man.
Later. That's Olin Krutz right there on 670 The Score. I can't stop thinking about the special, and watching Pat Mahomes last night keeps me thinking about it in terms of Caleb Williams. We'll talk about that before we get out of here for Mark Grody at the top of the hour on 670 The Score.
The Chiefs have won it 27-20. The Chiefs have won the game 27-20, and they hold on, and they win in a dramatic way. Jackson had taken his team downfield, and they literally were less than an inch from making it a one-point game. And if this game is any indicator, this is going to be one great NFL season.
He's got to wear white cleats next time. That's my advice for him.
Oh, man. Oh, good stuff there from Kevin Harlan. And then that was Shane Reardon just talking. Oh, no, it's Pat Mahomes? I get confused. Speaks with you for a few more minutes on The Score. Crazy finish, the toe out of bounds, but only if the toe was hitting the ground, but you couldn't tell. If you could slide a piece of paper underneath the toe and on top of the turf, to me, that's a touchdown. And the obvious solution is that the ref needs to carry a piece of paper that they immediately drop down to a knee and slide in between the toe and the ground. Thank you for coming to my talk about NFL referees. So I'm watching Pat Mahomes last night, and I'm thinking, you know, how often does he have to be special? Because Ryan Poles said he wants Caleb Williams to rely on his teammates, and only when it has to happen to become the special.
The special.
You're the special.
To do the special and become the special. So how often does Pat Mahomes have to do it during the course of one game? So I'm watching last night, and then I watched a highlight of every good Pat Mahomes play. And there's like four of them. There's one where he breaks the pocket, he rolls right, he hits Travis Kelce, who adjusted on the run. That's the one where he broke Len Dawson's record. There's another with a great pump fake and then an inside move, he hits Justin Watson over the middle, right? There's a third where he steps up in the pocket and he hits Gray. Is it Noah Gray? I think so. On the right side from an awkward body position. Three very special plays. There's the one where he catches his own pass. I think we have to let him have that as one of the special plays. So that's four. There was another one that was an incompletion in the second quarter that I was watching. So we give him five. So do we just need five Caleb Williams special plays to win a given game? Like, we're going to count those, and we don't know how many to set the number at. So we're just going to count them every Monday. Well, it's like, all right, how many times did Caleb unleash the special, as Ryan Poles said he wants him to unleash? But then I was thinking about this in terms of Mahomes. On a ton of those quick slants to Rashee Rice and the screen passes, those are special. Like, one of the slants was basically like a shovel pass spiral where he kind of just like throws it from his chest, but it's a spiral. He's throwing those so fast and getting rid of them at such a weird angle if need be. And the screens, some of them are at a really weird arm angle with a super quick release, and they're on target and they're on time so Pacheco can run or Samaje Perine can run. And we know that Caleb can do those, by the way. We already saw one to DeAndre Swift in the preseason where he unleashes it from a crazy angle because he has to. And it was, what, a 43-yard screen pass? So those are special, too. So as we're counting up Caleb Williams' special plays on Sunday and all the way through the rest of this era, let's keep our eyes open, even on the simple plays, for the kind of special quarterback play that hopefully is what's going to separate the Bears from other teams with more pedestrian quarterbacks. That's the reality of where we are. It starts on Sunday. Cannot effing wait. Thank you to Olin Krutz. Thank you to Mark Grody for being right here on 670 The Score with me, Spiegs, in the afternoon. Back on Monday for a Bears Monday that's going to be crazy fun. And I think we'll be breaking down a win and a cover. Pat Manley is my guy all day Monday on this radio show. That's going to be really, really cool. Thank you to Robbie Triano and Chris Tannehill for doing a great job as they did. By the way, 670 The Score and Circa Sports Illinois are teaming up to celebrate the start of football season next Thursday, September 12th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi, and then me and Ruthie Polinsky will be live from the Lake Street Plaza at Prudential. There'll be food trucks, games, and more throughout the day. Circa Sports Illinois will also have merch for customers that download the app and deposit. That's next Thursday, September 12th from 10 to 6 with The Score and Circa Sports Illinois. Mark Grody is next. Have a great night and a great weekend, everybody. Be back with you on Monday right here on 670 The Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.